Greetings once again, pilgrims walking through the book of 1 Samuel in a session called Samuel in September. And indeed, this is September 15th. That means it's the halfway mark. And today we have episodes 28 and 29 of our Samuel in September session. Remember yesterday where we left off? Saul made a foolish oath. He discovered that someone must have sinned because God was not replying to him about whether to attack or not. And so he said, even if the sinner is my son, whoever it is, they must surely die. And then when they found out that it was indeed his son Jonathan, Saul asked him what his sin was, and Jonathan said these famous words, "I tasted a little honey." And Saul said, "You must die, and may God strike me dead if you are not executed for this." But the people stepped in and said, "Should Jonathan, who saved Israel today, die? Far from it. Not one hair on his head will be touched, for he was used of God to do a mighty miracle today." And so the people rescued the son of Saul, Jonathan, and he was not put to death. And Saul called back the army from chasing the Philistines, and the Philistines returned home. So we're ready for today. We have some new monks in the house today, the Missa Regia Gloria, angelic Gregorian chant, the chant of the mystics, and they are in fine form this morning. We have the fall crisp candle in full flame. We have the super antioxidant green tea. Listen to it. Can almost taste that just by listening to it. And we have episode 28. So here's where we are. We are in the 14th chapter of 1 Samuel. And we are at the end. We are at verse 47 all the way through 52. Episode 28, chapter 14, verse 47 through 52. It's called Saul's Military Successes. Now, when Saul had secured his grasp on Israel's throne, he fought against his enemies in every direction. Against Moab, Ammon, Edom, the kings of Zobah, and the Philistines. And wherever he turned, he was victorious. He did great deeds and conquered the Amalekites, saving Israel from all those who had plundered them. Saul's sons, including Jonathan, Ish-bosheth, and Malchishua, he also had two daughters, Merab, who was older, and Michal. Saul's wife was Ahinoam, the daughter of Ahimaaz. The commander of Saul's army was his cousin, Abner, his uncle Ner's son. Abner's father Ner and Saul's father Kish were brothers. Both were sons of Abiel. The Israelites fought constantly with the Philistines throughout Saul's lifetime. So whenever Saul saw a young man who was brave and strong, he drafted him into his army. Amen. Sounds a bit like one of the warnings from Samuel, doesn't it? And that concludes episode 28. And episode 29 is just as short. We're now at chapter 15 on September 15th. And we're reading verses 1 through 9, episode 29, Saul destroys the Amalekites. One day, Samuel said to Saul, "I anointed you king of Israel because the Lord told me to. Now, listen to this message from the Lord. This is what the Lord Almighty says. I have decided to settle accounts with the nation of Amalek for opposing Israel when they came from Egypt. Now go and completely destroy the entire Amalekite nation. Men, women, children, babies, cattle, sheep, camels, and donkeys." So Saul mobilized his army at Telaim. There were 200,000 troops in addition to 10,000 men from Judah. Then Saul went to the city of Amalek and lay in wait in the valley. Saul sent this message to the Kenites: "Move away from where the Amalekites live, or else you will die with them. For you were kind to the people of Israel when they came up from Egypt." So the Kenites packed up and left. Then Saul slaughtered the Amalekites from Havilah all the way to Shur, east of Egypt. He captured Agag, the Amalekite king, but completely destroyed everyone else. Saul and his men spared Agag's life and kept the best of the sheep and cattle, the fat calves and lambs, everything, in fact, that appealed to them. They destroyed only what was worthless or of poor quality. And thus concludes episode 29 and our September 15th session of Samuel in September. Just a quick plug, remember, tomorrow night we'll have our regular Samuel in September Zoom discussion group. And the link for that meeting will be in tomorrow's email. But let's not get ahead of ourselves and miss the beauty and glory of this very day that the Lord has made. So instead, let us rejoice, as Hannah would say, and be glad in it, and praise the Lord for all that He has done in and around us, and thank Him for the many blessings that we have in our life. In Jesus' name, amen.